Hello, everybody, and welcome to another week with the CrossFit Linchpin Private Track. It is Monday, April 17th, 2023. As I say at the beginning of every new week, every Monday's video, welcome aboard if you're new to the program. Thanks for being here. I think you'll have a blast. Whether you've been around for a while or if you're brand new, if you have not yet, before you watch this video, pause this one. Watch the other video attached to every Monday entitled New to Linchpin. Watch this first. That has the mission critical information to fully understand everything I'm going to talk about in these videos. And without watching that other video, you'll be getting a fraction of the knowledge. So please go do that and then come on back here. And the purpose of these videos is not to just read everything that's written down. You can do that in the app. I want to add some value. So, you know, why we're doing something, maybe some nuanced thing about it, maybe how you should approach it, some thoughts behind it so that you can have a better experience and decide whether or not you think you should scale it or modify it, which is ultimately your call based upon where you are in your fitness journey. So for today is our for time or not workout. The or not workouts are described in that other video that I mentioned. It's 10 down to 1, shoulder press, strict pull-ups, and a 400 meter run. Yeah, so 10 shoulder press, 10 strict pull-ups, 400 meter run, 9 shoulder press, 9 strict pull-ups, 400 meter run, etc., etc., all the way down to 1 shoulder press, 1 strict pull-up, and a 400 meter run. Don't do the math. You don't want to do the math. No, I'm just kidding. It's about 55 shoulder press, 55 strict pull-ups, and 10 400 meter runs, which will most likely be jogs. For this, I have you choose the load. And I did that intentionally, that some people will like that, some people won't like that. That's okay, it's always that way. If you're looking for a percentage of your one rep max, I would say somewhere in the neighborhood of 60% of your one rep max would be a good area to be in. I would like to see on that first set of 10 shoulder press, that if you get it unbroken, you barely get it unbroken. It's not an easy set. Maybe you do a 7 and a 3, something like that, okay? But it's not so heavy that you do 3, 3, 3, 1. That's not what I'm looking for. So a really tough set of 10 to start is where I would like a lot of people to be. And then the pull-ups certainly don't need to be unbroken. The shoulder press will get challenging, so that might get broken up, and that's totally fine. Use a rack if you want to. Don't use a rack, up to you. When I see this as a barbell starting on the ground. And I see those 400 meter runs as just jogs, quite frankly, so that you're getting 2 minutes and 30 seconds, you know, somewhere between 2 and 3 minutes, depending upon what takes, you know, your normal 400 meter run to have that recovery, so to speak, before you get back in for a strict shoulder press and strict pull-ups, because that shoulder press with no hip drive, it's going to get tough. And obviously the pull-ups with no kipping, it's going to get tough. So feel free to break it up. It's just a great day to get stronger overhead and with some body weight movements and to get in a whole bunch of just easier paced conditioning. For the wild card option, same deal, you choose the load, but the pull-ups are strict or kipping, your call, and feel free to mix them back and forth if that's kind of where you are. You certainly, there's not going to be a lot of people that do those pull-ups unbroken. I think a lot of people will do the set of 10 as maybe a 4-3-3, something like that I could see. You know, a 5 and a 5 would be really good. I could see a lot of those sets getting broken up to 1 break or 2 breaks and just chipping your way through it. And there's a lot of people that'll be doubles and singles at a certain point, and that's okay as long as you can handle that volume. That's how you're going to get stronger at the pull-up. Scaled option, of course, we're knocking down the run distance. We've got ring rows in there. Make them tough because the pull-ups are supposed to be tough, so put your body at a tough angle. You could do banded pull-ups as well if you want, but make sure the banded pull-ups are challenging. And then the limited equipment crew, they're off with the dumbbells. So great way to kick off the week. Hope you enjoy it, and I'll see you back here tomorrow.